nobody drowned because a lot of them weren't there. But the few families that got together, four or five escaped, but the others got together. And then in that old dining room at my father's there, the one I told you that they took the Palmetto House off, mm-hmm. and they went, well, that's the building. That building was at Mulberry Island. It was a little house that was there at Mulberry Island. And what saved them from that storm, the waves would wash over the house. It saved them. They had a little fella was supposed to cut a tree down in the, there was a chiny tree under the edge of the house, under the house. And his father sent him to cut the stump clean out, and he just cut it, and the chiny tree set down, the house set down on that chiny tree stump. And it busted the floor, you know, and got caught. And it didn't go on. All those people would have drowned in 1917 when they had that storm. When the water began to come high, get so high, they went upstairs. And they took shovels and hoes and busted the roof. And they all stuck their heads out above the water. The water would pass over, but they had that. It didn't fill up down. You see, they had those on top. And they saved themselves, quite a few of them. That's when in 1917. And then, everybody left from there. Those that didn't want to left, everybody left except one family. Yeah. One man never would move off. Then we visited them in about 26 or 27, something like that. And it was about from here. Oh, from here to that Methodist church, from the beach. And they tell me it's over a half a mile now. So you see it built. It's building there. But in front of the place here, they tell me here it's cutting in, it's coming this way. The beach is coming here, and over there it's going out.
Yeah. A place by the side of the, you know, a place where salt hay would grow along the sea? You know what I'm talking about?
What?
You know, a place where you have a salt hay along by the sea?
Salt?
Salt hay or some kind of grass or anything like that?
No, I don't. You see, I'm not. I know body of water, nothing like that. I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. What do they call a place that goes up to the sea there like that? Just the marsh? Or?
Yeah, we call it seashore, but I wouldn't know. I'd take. Like Chantigue, we call it a little summer resort. It's not developed, and all we hope to get it developed in a few years. And Chantigue too, they had people living there. They had 37 children enrolled in school, and it'd been a dead town for 15 years, I'm sure. Mulberry Island too. After World War II, they deserted it. The old lady left, and the home, the children all got married and left. And the old lady left her too at World War II. And I had been a ghost city since then. Nobody there at all, nobody at Chantigue either. Only occasionally a trapper live around there. That's all. But Mulberry will never, they are fixing to build what they call a freshwater city out there. I don't know how many miles square wide, and they said, it's going to take care of all these shrimp boats that's going to come and go, you know. All these oil people that goes out, it'll have like for all these oil companies, the mud, you know. The mud, the pipe, and the electrical things and all that. It'll be a real city. About that. They got the dams made now, and they're pumping it. And we hope to have it before too many years, 2 or 3 years.
The place that goes into the sea, the water that runs into the sea down there.
That's a freshwater bar. We call that the mouth of freshwater bar. That goes into the Gulf, you know. It's freshwater bar there.
You ever see a place